morning, everybody. It is Monday. It is March 30th. Crazy weekend. We survived yet another weekend.
Yeah, I'm looking at you in the studio. I'm looking at Sarah in Round Rock on our screen, and we all have our limbs. We're good.
Yeah, we're all here.
Suffering from allergies, though.
So we got another month.
Yeah, I got the alert yesterday, and I was like, man. I mean, it's totally canceled Easter. We were going to fly to El Paso for Easter with our family. Well, that was the plan, and we said we're going to play it by – we're going to play it daily.
You should have made that call a long time ago.
I know, but here's the thing.
Hearing the president say that we're going to be open again Easter.
And just getting it closer. No. Honestly, I had no faith whatsoever.
No, there's no chance in hell.
My wife didn't have faith whatsoever, but it's just that one thing. It hurts when you cancel it because you want to take your kids to go see their grandparents.
Of course.
And also my daughter's birthday falls in that same time, so we were going to celebrate birthday. So it hurts when you have to hit cancel. Cancel on Southwest for something like this.
Absolutely.
And we did it yesterday, and it was just like, we knew realistically it wasn't going to happen. So it was just, yeah.
But you know what? You could do like a little Zoom Easter party.
Yeah.
That's
you
a good idea. That's a good idea.
The Easter Bunny will just come to the Franco's house in South Austin, and it'll be so fun.
Yeah. But he's going to be wearing a mask and gloves and everything,
of
I hope.
Of course.
Because he's been going to other houses.
Good.
Don't worry. The Easter Bunny knows to wear gloves.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know what's really fascinating? I don't know about you guys, but, you know, I'm still out, obviously, because I'm coming into work. So I'm still out and about. I'm driving, and I had to take my car to get fixed. Obviously, practicing social distancing and being very, very responsible. But when I'm out and about around the neighborhood, mm-hmm. it's crazy how many people I see that are walking, running, biking.
Dude.
I passed by a little park in our neighborhood, and I saw people doing yoga.
Yeah.
I've never seen so many people out enjoying nature, and it does help that we've had beautiful weather with the exception of a little bit of rain this weekend. So
it's like every day. It's like right now in South Austin, our neighborhoods, is what Round Rock feels like every day.
Is it always like that?
Round Rock is just so happy all the time, I hear.
No, it's the exact same with you guys walking around. I went on a walk yesterday and just seeing so many families out and about. And then, you know, everybody's doing sidewalk chalk and leaving cute little art projects
That's
outside
cool.
their house. And thank goodness it's good weather. Because could you imagine if this was winter or August?
Do you remember when it was raining last week or the week before and it was like 3 days of just gloomy?
Just
that
nastiness.
Was so depressing, right?
Yeah. Well, we don't know yet, although there are a lot of people that are regurgitating wrong information. We do not know if the warm weather is going to slow down the coronavirus. A lot of people suspect, according to experts that I have heard, that it does. It doesn't necessarily kill it, but it will kind of help slow down the spread. If that is the case, then
we good.
Thank goodness for the South, you
right?
know? We definitely are. Because I feel like, and I don't have the numbers to back this up, but I feel like the state of actually, I do have the numbers to back it up. Overall, for a state as big as Texas, we're ranking pretty good, like 10th, 13th is what I see amongst states in the U.S. for coronavirus.
But knock on wood, bro. Keep it like that.
Listen, I think when this first started, I think people thought, oh, well, only old people are going to get it. And, you know, only people with pre-existing conditions are going to die. And now we know, not to be Debbie Downer here or anything, but now we know that's just not true. It's affecting everybody, no matter what your age is. And it's happening quick. It was just last week that country star Joe Diffie announced that he had symptoms, and yesterday we found out that he died. I mean, it's like this.
It's awful.
How quickly it's happening. So the only thing that we can do is listen to what the experts
yes.
are saying and self-quarantine. I know it sucks, but stay home. Well, it doesn't suck for Sarah because she's loving life right now.
I do love staying home. I'm an introvert, so it works well for me.
Doesn't suck for Maren Moore. She's got a brand new baby. This is The Bones. Happy Stories up next right here on Mix.
Booker.
What's up?
It's Alex.
Hey, hey.
Sarah. I want to hear something happy.
All right, so there's a lot of negativity going around, a lot of sadness, a lot of just anxiety-filled stories right now with the coronavirus. So we're going to help out by shining the light on the bright spots that are happening around the world.
Amen.
Delta is now offering free flights to medical volunteers who want to help out in Louisiana, Georgia, and Michigan.
Nice.
They also might add California, New York, and Washington soon. There's a mailman in England that has been cheering people up by dressing in different costumes to deliver the mail, including a Trojan soldier, a German beer maid.
The German beer maid's pretty funny.
A principal in Michigan couldn't do announcements the normal way. This is so good. Like, normally you'd be like, hey, you know, we got a great announcement. So he went to a fast food drive-thru just to tell a teenager who works there that she is the valedictorian of the class.
Hey, so I'm at Culver's, where Caitlin Watson is working, and I'm about to tell her a huge announcement. Hi, Caitlin.
Hi.
So, I got you on camera because I want to announce something to you today.
Okay.
You are GTA's 2020 class valedictorian.
I am.
You are.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And I know we have to stay 6 feet away, so I can't, like,
oh my God, thank
give you.
You
a hug, but congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Well deserved. I couldn't wait to come and tell you.
Would you like some crinkle fries with that?
That's so funny.
Oh,
it's
love it.
So awkward with the whole, I mean, I understand the 6 feet, but like, it's so many times you want to high five someone and they're like, ah, and it's just like, oh man, sorry, it's all good.
A doctor in Minnesota got pulled over for speeding the other day and burst into tears when the cop gave her his own N95 face masks instead of a ticket.
Oh, wow.
A restaurant in San Francisco has been flooded with orders after they launched a program called Adopt a Doctor or Nurse. It lets you send meals to hospital workers. By the way, today, National Doctor Day. So can we just please applaud the doctors and nurses that are putting their lives in harm's way every single day, that are inundated, that are... I can't even imagine the stress and anxiety that they're dealing with now. And then think about this, too. They're not even going to be able to be with their family because of the potential of contracting something.
It's awful, dude.
Boy, I have nothing but love and respect for you. A bunch of cops in New Jersey organized a free pizza day for their community and handed out 300 pizzas. Now other departments across the country might do it too.
Nice.
A church in Cincinnati raised $230,000 to cover babysitting and child care costs for health workers who are on the front lines. And finally, there is an owner of a pharmacy in New York who is not charging people for medications if they cannot afford them. He says they've mainly been giving out pills for things like diabetes and high blood pressure. It's
That's
pretty cool.
Nice.
It is.
Some good stuff right there, man.
It really, really is. And we will send you those stories if you text HAPPY to 51993. We are Booker, Alex, and Sarah. We're so grateful for you listening. Thank you for having us on Mix 94.7. Through our radio.com app, you can stream us and catch us on demand, or just tell your smart speakers to play Mix 94.7.
Here's what's trending with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
Well, a question that basically everyone in the world is asking is, when will life go back to normal? And the vague answer is, when around 60 to 80% of the population is resistant to coronavirus, either from a vaccine or because they got it, recovered, and developed a temporary immunity. And that's if getting it and recovering leads to immunity.
Okay, it still doesn't answer the question for me. You got like a timeline, like months, years, days?
Well, here we go.
No one knows.
No one knows.
You give all the information and still no one knows.
But I do have four possible timelines.
Okay.
According to several epidemiologists.
Make me happy.
All right, here's the rundown. 1 to 2 months is the first option. The experts think this is highly unlikely, but if somehow coronavirus turns out to be not as serious as it seems to be, we would start getting back to normal in a few months. But if things aren't back to normal in a few months, at least we'll have a better sense of whether people who get the virus develop an immunity and how long it could last, which will give us a clearer picture on the actual timeline. The second one is 3 to 4 months. This scenario could happen if we learn that lots of people have gotten the virus, worked through it with minor symptoms, and developed immunity. Then we can isolate clusters or at-risk people as others get back to normal. This scenario will require the U.S. getting up to speed on testing and possibly scientists quickly developing a treatment that can help ease symptoms and maybe even prevent some deaths from the virus.
So far, those are pretty good.
4 to 12 months is the third scenario.
Oh, man. This one, like that 12. 12.
Is entirely dependent on whether the warm weather in the summer will slow down coronavirus like it slows down the flu. I heard a lot of misinformation from people who were like, oh, the warm weather is going to kill the virus.
Yeah.
The thing is, we don't know. If so, big crowds are probably still out of the question, but smaller groups might be okay. We would probably need another round of social distancing in the fall, depending on how widespread testing and a vaccine are coming along. So we may be doing this all over again. And finally, 12 to 18 months or longer.
No
this would
way.
Be, quote, world record lightning speed if a vaccine is ready before next spring. And once it's ready, it needs to be produced and administered to 350 million people. And if there's no vaccine, then life wouldn't really get back to normal until we hit a population level immunity.
There is no point in this information. Like, you just gotta accept what it is right now and just make this our new normal and just carry on things change. Otherwise, we're just a kid in a car going, are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? We don't know.
When you said the first two options, I was like, okay, I mean, I could live with that, but the 18 months, I can't.
So just forget I said anything.
No. That helped me. People like Sarah, that does nothing for her, obviously.
Here's some good news to start off your week. Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson have apparently beaten the coronavirus.
Oh, good.
Because they're back in the U.S.
See,
Tom tweeted
hope.
Out.
See,
yeah.
What's up?
They're nice. Okay, even at 63.
Hey, a little coronavirus news. I'm going to throw this in here for you for tomorrow. Taco Bell is giving everyone a free taco. And this is
okay.
Big for me because I eat out all the time. And this has been a struggle, y'all. I mean, sure, you can still get curbside. Sure, you can still get it delivered. But I always enjoyed going somewhere to eat every day of the week. And they're just giving you a taco for no reason. Got to go through the drive-thru, though. It's the Doritos Locos Taco. No purchase necessary. I mean, this put a little smile on my face. It's the little things, like a free Doritos Locos Taco that'll make my day. Again, tomorrow, you get a free taco from Taco Bell through the drive-thru. No purchase necessary.
It's also a chance for Alex Franco to be like, hey, I'm going to go get a taco. And then 5 hours later, when he finally goes through the drive-thru, he gets a little peace and quiet.
Oh, there you go, Sarah. Shh. Yeah. Don't tell my family that.
The world has officially gone crazy because word is that Kourtney Kardashian may have quit Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
What?
It's all because of Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, whoa, crazy. A fan on Twitter called her out saying, Kourtney needs to just quit the show. I'm over her not wanting to film. And then Kourtney responded with, I did. Bye. Now,
wow.
It hasn't confirmed her departure yet. Of course, it's hard to trust anything she says, anything her family says, and it could be just fallout from a fight she and Kim had on last week's episode, but they do fight a lot. I don't even watch, but every time I've watched recently, they fight a lot.
But also, if I didn't want to work my ass off and I wanted to be a stay-at-home mom, that's fine. You're literally, I will literally you up.
Come here. You guys, my daughter's sleeping.
Don't ever come at me like that.
You
don't.
Can
I
stop.
Swear to God, I'll punch you in your face. So do it. Don't
Do it already.
Don't you
Dilly and Dilly. Stop. Okay. Stop. You too. Okay. Stop. Go to your own corners.
Like,
no.
Come.
The crew is
ever. Shut the up. Ever.
You
do it or shut the up.
Okay.
Ever dig your nails in me like that.
Dang. And by the way, Kourtney's been put out for several seasons now. Like, she just doesn't want to be around.
Nope.
It's obvious, right? Okay,
nope.
I thought it was just me, but it's like when Lance Bass came out. We get it. Moving on. It's like her quitting, if it's true. Okay. I mean, you've wanted to for how long now?
What else you have to do right now? I mean, you might as well wait till you can get back into society to quit.
That's what I was thinking.
Here's what we know about the coronavirus. We don't know anything about the coronavirus. We're still learning. But we do know that Taco Bell is giving everyone in the country a free taco tomorrow.
Hey.
Got to go through the drive-thru. And Kourtney Kardashian, y'all, has quit.
What?
Wow.
Keeping Up with the Kardashians. That is what's trending. We are Booker, Alex, and Sarah on Mix 94.7. Good morning. Good morning. We are Booker, Alex, and Sarah. And according to the president, another month of quarantining. That means another month with our kids and having to come up with ingenious ways to entertain them. Now, for better or for worse, my kids are very much not spoiled. And what I mean by that is they don't have the fancy toys. They don't have iPads and phones and whatever. I mean, they're literally playing outside, and then they have puzzles and coloring books and very rudimentary toys. And that's kind of by design. And so far, it's been good, mostly because they don't know any better.
I mean, that's good.
And it's all for a good reason, because I want them to appreciate what they have. And, you know, one step at a time, you know, it's like when you start making money and you want fancy toys and whatever, then go right ahead. But my 5-year-old son says to me last week, "Daddy, yes, Grayson, Jacob has way cooler toys than we do." Jacob being Alex's 5-year-old son. Mm-hmm. And I realized that he does. Alex just bought Jacob a $350 cop car. Why? Because Jake's favorite show is Lie PD.
I know. And he's rocking and rolling over there driving his sister around.
And here, this is what's awful. I don't even want to say this, but this is so awful. Like, you know how, like, cop cars, like, when you see Lie PD, they're inside driving and they have a laptop in there, like, that tells you where the next crime is or where in real life
Sarah.
Cop cars. Jacob has his iPad set up on the 350 car, and he's watching, like, YouTube Kids, like, cop-like shows, and he's driving around with an iPad
Sarah,
in his car. He looks like the biggest snob.
I will pass by Alex's house, because he lives so close to me. I'll pass by his house, and Jacob is pulling over cars in the neighborhood, running their license plate. Meanwhile, my kid, you know, has Legos.
Yeah. Well, and Alex has, like, those inflatable bouncy houses.
Yes.
He has a big swing set. His yard is immaculate, and they have play dates where your kids will go over and play in the land of fun that
we
is
had,
Alex's
we had,
backyard.
Until the coronavirus.
Well,
there.
Sure.
Exactly. Yes. Meanwhile, Alex has Disneyland at his house over the holidays. And my son, bless his heart, says, "Daddy, it'd be really nice if we can get a wreath for the front door."
Oh.
So here I am. Now, do I continue with my mission of simplifying the toys for our kids, or do I have to step up my game because I'm getting the pressure from the Franco fam?
Man, I have an answer for you after Sarah does.
Ooh. I mean, I think Alex will probably have the ultimate answer, but Booker, you know, you don't have to spend money to decorate your house for Christmas. Y'all can just sit there with some construction paper and, you know, make paper ornaments and stuff. I think it's that your son just wants to, like, get involved, you know, do something, decorate the house a little bit. That doesn't mean you have to go crazy.
Yeah. Alex spends a little bit more quality time with his kids, maybe.
Yes, he does. He plays pretend and make-believe. But you read stories to your kids
every
night.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, I don't read to them, bro. My wife does. I mean, I read to them, but I started page one and go to page 20. Like, I'm like, oh, that was a great book.
I used to do that. I can't do that anymore. I'll get busted. Like,
oh,
you skip like 18 pages. I can't do that anymore because they are getting to the point, at least my son, where he knows
what you're doing.
Yeah, that's not what that says.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to have to up your game.
Here's the thing, Booker. I want you to look at it this way. Everything that you said that you've been doing is great about how the whole, you know, you want him to, like, appreciate it kind of thing. Like, you've done so good up until age 5. Like, you're here at age 5 where you could have easily spent a ton of money on things that they would have forgot about 10 minutes later.
Right.
So you've done great in that part. So maybe it's time now that he remembers things and he actually knows what he likes.
Uh-huh.
Now it's time you can splurge and do that, because honestly, you did a great job by not letting him, like, tell you, "I want this," and then you drop whatever it costs and then him play for it for 10 minutes.
But that's what you've done.
I've done that and I've learned. I mean, I've tapered down, like, buying him random stuff, but he's always appreciated it. But here's the thing. I was hoping that he would burn out on it and, like, not want it again. Like, for instance, his iPad. Well, it's never been an issue. We gave him an iPad because I want him to FaceTime with his family on there.
That's good.
Keep in touch with our family in El Paso. But it's never one of those, like, where he's never thrown a fit that he wants his iPad.
Well, that's good.
And if he does, he knows we ain't going to sit back and take it. He'll get that iPad. I'll throw and break that iPad in front of him.
Well, that's teaching a good lesson right there, Alex. Wow, Dad.
But you've done a great job. Now it's time to get the stuff, because I think it's going to last longer than 10 minutes.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
So buy that wreath from Hobby Lobby.
Sarah, this coming from the guy who spent $2,500 on a trip to Disney when they were 2 weeks old.
Well, and do you remember that this coming from the guy that the first time I went over to his house, he went into the pantry to hand me a Hot Wheels and he said, "Hey, tell Jake you brought this over for him. It'll help him like you more."
You're trying to buy your kids love. We can go together.
His current record is 1,368 wins with just 121 losses this morning. Sarah and I are in for Cassidy. Cassidy lives in Georgetown, makes the commute to North Austin where she works at Niall Maxwell Super Center. Let's welcome her to Austin's favorite game.
Cassidy!
Hey!
Good morning. Oh, I gotta push that button. Sorry. Hey, good morning. Too much time stuck in quarantine is making my brain turn to mush. All right, let's do this, Cassidy. I'm going to leave the room, and Sarah and Alex are going to ask you 5 pop culture trivia questions, rooting you on while I'm gone. When you're done answering, I'll be back to answer the exact same 5. Whoever gets more right will win, okay?
Awesome.
All right, Cassidy, Mr. Brad Booker is out the door.
All right. Here we go. Question number 1. Mark Consuelos is 49 years old today. He is married to what TV host?
I didn't hear the question. I'm sorry.
Mark Consuelos is 49 years old today. He is married to what TV host?
Mark Consuelo is married to... Mark Consuelo. I don't know.
Okay. 2 pop stars are sending cash to fans. One is Taylor Swift. The other has songs like Dangerous Woman and Bang Bang. Who sings Dangerous Woman and Bang Bang?
Ariana Grande.
Bindi Irwin got married at the Australian Zoo where her family lives last week. No guests were there for obvious reasons. Who is her famous dad? Steve Irwin the what?
Oh, you guys. I know who he is. I can see his face.
He was pre-Tiger King.
No, no, Steve, no.
He was normal, though, Sarah.
He was.
I mean, I guess Joe Exotic's kind of normal.
No.
I'm just kidding. Booker just looked at me.
Okay, I'll move on. The 18th season premiere of Keeping Up with the Kardashians happened over the weekend last night. And the oldest Kardashian made her son delete his Instagram. Who is the oldest Kardashian?
Who is the oldest Kardashian is...
Of the
Khloe.
Children. Okay. And finally, last week on The Masked Singer, we learned who the T-Rex was. It was 16-year-old YouTube star and Dance Mom alum. Her fans are called Siwanators.
What was the last question? My phone keeps cutting out. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay. Last week, we found out on The Masked Singer who the T-Rex was. She is a 16-year-old YouTube star and Dance Mom alum. Her fans are called Siwanators.
Jojo Siwa.
All right, we'll bring her back in.
Booker!
Darn it.
Hey, by the way, that weird look you gave me outside the studio when I was clapping, it's because I said that Joe Exotic is normal, and Sarah started dying, and I started dying. That's the weird reaction you saw. He's not normal, though, is he?
What are you guys talking about?
Forget it.
Stop talking, Alex. Okay, here we go. Question number 1. She got 2 right.
Okay. I got this. All right, here we go.
It's tough, dude.
Mark Consuelos is 49 years old today. He is married to what TV host?
Kelly Ripa. Kelly
Ripa. Yes, Ripa. So two pop stars are sending cash to fans. One is Taylor Swift. The other has songs like Dangerous Woman and Bang Bang. Who is that?
That's Ariana Grande.
Yes. Bindi Irwin got married at the Australian Zoo where her family lives last week. No guests for obvious reasons. Her famous dad was Steve Irwin the what?
The Crocodile Hunter.
I was like, he was pre-Tiger King.
No, wait.
Like,
Paul Dundee. No. Steve Irwin. Crocodile.
Yes, you're right.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Good.
But
I was thinking of...
Paul Dundee.
What was he?
Paul Dundee. Who's Paul Dundee?
He was a crocodile
hunter. Let me Google that for
right?
you. Hang on. Want me to Google that for you right
crocodile
now?
Crocodile. He was Crocodile Dundee.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, the movie.
So Steve Irwin was still the crocodile hunter, right?
Uh-huh.
Now I'm so confused. Now I want everybody to be the Lion King.
Tiger King, yeah.
Oh, that's right. I'm so confused.
The 18th season premiere of Keeping Up with the Kardashians was last night on E! Who is the oldest Kardashian daughter?
Let me think about this.
She
for
made
a
her son delete his Instagram.
Made her son. Okay. It's
yeah,
not
only
Kim,
one with a boy.
Then. It's not Kim.
Well, there's actually multiples.
I was going to say Kim's got a boy.
Yeah, but like...
It's got to be Courtney, right?
Yes, it is Courtney.
Courtney.
And finally, on The Masked Singer last week, we found out who the T-Rex was. It's 16-year-old YouTube star and Dance Mom alum who also has Seawanators as fans. Who is it?
JoJo Sliwa.
What? JoJo what?
Say it again.
Siwa. JoJo Siwa. I don't know.
Yeah, but you got it wrong at first. It's not Sliwa. I even gave you the answer. I said her fans were Seawanators.
Siwa. JoJo Siwa. You asked me for clarification. I said it correctly. It doesn't matter. Take it away. Okay, I only got four right.
You got four right.
There you go.
Yeah. That makes me feel good.
Oh, man, Cassidy.
Well, Cassidy, appreciate you playing along.
Thank you, and I'm Cassidy from Georgetown, Texas, and I can't beat Booker.
Last night in Late Night, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
Being cooped up in the house with children isn't easy, but there are a lot of things that you can do to avoid going crazy. You could cry in front of the kids. You could panic buy ramen on Amazon. Or you could go through 500 emails from major corporations letting you know that they're washing their hands now.
Well, life as we knew it has completely changed. There's no dating right now. We're quarantined with people we love or maybe people you just met, but there's no dating. Waiting by the phone is on hold. So we want to play one that we previously aired. This one is from Patrick, who wanted to know why Jaya has not called him back. When we finally got a hold of her, we were not expecting to hear what she had to say. It's a Booker, Alex, and Sarah Waiting by the Phone rewind. It is Waiting by the Phone. Alex, Sarah, say hi to Patrick.
What's up? What's up?
Hey, Patrick. Tell us about your girl Jaya and what happened.
Well, we went out twice, and the second date, you know, was a chill hangout. You know, I provided drinks and snacks, and you know, I asked her, you know, to go out again, and she just wrote me back and said, nope.
Oh, wow.
I want to know what's going on, man, because it was just a good date.
Alex, you look very eager to say something.
I was going
to
ask, is Jaya 7 years old? It sounds like, I mean, you provided snacks and drinks. I mean, it sounds like a kid party.
Did you have some roll-ups on the table?
I'd be so into that. The guy said, hey, I have snacks and drinks.
I guess the big question is here, Patrick, did you try anything that made her uncomfortable? Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Anything.
Well, then I really don't know what's
happening.
Because to get a firm nope, it's not even, I don't think so. It's a nope. Nope is pretty definitive. All right. Well, let's call her. Let's not waste any time and get her on and see what's up, okay?
Okay. Thanks.
All right, hang on.
Hello.
Hi, Jaya.
This is she.
So glad you answered. It's Booker, Alex, and Sarah from the morning show Mix 94.7. We also have Patrick on the phone. The reason we're trying to talk to you, and we sure hope you'll give us a couple of minutes, is because he said that he went out with you, and after the second date, he wanted to hook up again, and you just flat out said nope. So we're like, okay, well, this is what we do. We have this segment, and let's call her and see if we can't be the mediator here. So we're not trying to make you look stupid or anything. We're here to help, and would you be willing to tell us what he did wrong that made you decide you didn't want to go out with him anymore?
Yeah, there'll definitely not be another date. There were just, I observed something that just was an issue for me in terms of character, you know, and it was shocking because our first date was great. Really, really nice person. We had great conversation. It was one of those things where you leave feeling like you knew this person for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I was so willing to go on the second date and you know, go to his home where he said that he was going to have some refreshments. And, you know, I'm a lady, so I'm thinking a proper bottle of wine, some proper snacks.
Was the term refreshments?
Yeah, he said snacks and drinks. Are you guys like kids?
Is this like a church social?
God.
Was it like a ducking booth?
Oh, man.
I was just expecting that there would be some, you know, a beverage and just some good food, and we would continue to talk and make
sure.
Cheese.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Just
okay.
Put out a cheese.
Okay. All right. So you didn't like his choice of refreshments?
Absolutely not. So actually, when I got there, he had nothing. He didn't even prepare.
Oh.
So that was already a red flag.
Okay.
I arrived and he's like, oh, I got to go to the store. So now we're going on a trip to the store, which was the last thing I had in mind. Mm. I was just really annoyed by that, but I said, sure, no problem. Just moved on. And he grabs a frozen pizza, frozen box of garlic bread, and like ice cream. And then he grabs like two bottles of wine. And mind you, we're at the grocery store. There's no real proper wine being sold at the grocery store. It's just like cheap bottles.
Oh my God, I love her. That's funny.
You know, just
proper
cheap,
wine.
Just everything was really cheap and unplanned. And that kind of disturbed me, but I said, okay, fine.
Okay.
So we went to self-checkout. And he rang up the food first thing, the frozen box of pizza, frozen garlic, rang that up really fast and tossed it in the bag. And then he used the bag to hide the wine. So he just shot liquid in my face. He didn't run the wine past the self-scan at the checkout, and we just left. And I was really put in an awkward position because I saw it, but it was just one of those things that you're like, do I tell him I just saw him steal wine?
Mm.
So when we went back to the apartment, I just kind of carried on and went through with the pleasantry since he did buy some food and things, but I knew at that point that I saw him steal the wine that it was an absolute no.
Wow.
And so we kept it short. It's not like it lingered late into the night. We just went ahead and ate a few of the snacks that he heated up and finished watching the movie. And I just told him, you know, I've got to go. Have a good night.
I
knew that was it.
Did you drink any of the wine, by the way?
Just a small bit.
Oh my gosh,
Alex!
I didn't enjoy it.
It ain't proper
really
wine, Alex. It was not proper wine.
It wasn't good wine at all.
Well, so I'm guessing, Jaya, you're not interested in going out with him again.
Yeah, that's what no means.
It was
no,
a red flag.
Yeah.
I just really don't like that character, and it just makes me feel like if you're doing this already, what else do you do that's a little bit sketchy?
Yeah.
And also, again, just a lack of planning. Like, I'm a lady. He knew that we were going out on a second date. Why are you waiting until the last minute to get, you know, wine and food?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it just turned me off. He was, and it's unfortunate. You're a nice guy, Patrick, but that just was really weird for me.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
All right. Well, we can't say we blame
whatever.
You,
Cross
Patrick. I don't know. I mean,
well,
thank
to
you
say.
Guys. Yeah, nothing else to say. But good luck to you, and Jaya. Thank you very much.
Thank you.